Welcome to ENN Radio, a weekly podcast from Elon News Network that brings you the stories behind the stories. I'm Alex Hager. First up today, our Mackenzie Wilkes talked to one man who's made a career out of keeping Elon green.
Walking around Elon's campus, you'll notice the perfectly manicured lawn, the detailed flower arrangements, and the nicely aligned brick walkways. And it's all thanks to Physical Plant.
It could be anything outside, from pruning to leaves in the fall, doing a lot of weeding now, cleaning out the flower beds and stuff like that.
Physical Plant does maintenance around Elon's campus, like fixing utilities, transportation, and landscaping, which is the job of gardener James Moore. He'll have worked at Elon for a decade this May and says the job has its challenges, but he loves the work.
You could say it's turned into more of a love for being outside.
And he loves the community.
Hey, Martin, how you doing?
Connecting with faculty, staff, and students is what Moore says he likes about the Elon community.
I like working with the people in our department at Elon, and then everybody's so friendly. You know, like I see people that, you know, work in offices and I'll talk to them.
Moore says that the historic neighborhood on campus is his office. While he's done landscaping at other places and left Elon for a couple months in 2015, he says they don't compare to the community and opportunities at Elon.
I believe that they genuinely appreciate their staff, and there's so many opportunities for staff at Elon that a commercial landscaping company, they would never dream of doing that stuff.
Moore started doing landscaping with his father when he was younger, and when deciding on college and career, landscaping was a logical choice. Moore, who has a degree in horticulture, says that as he gets older, the job has turned into something he loves.
It was kind of more of like, I need a job, I need to go to school, you know, I need, and then it turned into more for, you know, enjoying being outside and appreciating what, you know, the opportunities I have to work outside.
Mackenzie Wilkes, ENN Radio.
Next up, I've got the scoop on Elon's next chapter on the hardwood.
And it's my pleasure to introduce our next men's basketball coach, Mike Schrage.
There was the switch into a new conference in 2014 and the move into a new arena last fall, but Elon men's basketball added another milestone to the list on Monday, introducing new head coach, Mike Schrage. He spoke to players, boosters, and reporters on Monday, outlining his goals for his time at the helm.
I'm not going to stand up here and make promises or guarantees. I'm going to promise and guarantee that you are going to get my absolute best every single day. You're going to get these guys' absolute best every single day. That byproduct of that is going to be some really special stuff.
Schrage's gig at Elon will be his first head coaching job, but he arrives with a long resume of top-tier experience. Thanking past colleagues and mentors, Schrage rattled off the names of some college basketball icons. Bob Knight, the coach at Indiana when he was a student assistant. Mike Krzyzewski, the legendary Duke coach who oversaw Schrage for 9 years in Durham. Perhaps Dave Blank, Elon's athletic director, said it best.
The people that he was around at those programs, the basketball mind, some of these people invented rules by which we play.
Elon's new coaches had some notable mentors and plenty of playoff experience. He was also an assistant at Ohio State, Butler, and Stanford. But now he's arriving at a program in need of a boost. During the 10-year stretch with the last head coach, Matt Matheny, the Phoenix only finished with a winning record 3 times. A jump into the more competitive Colonial Athletic Association made things even tougher, and a move into a new 5,000-seat arena didn't turn things around. What's more, Shar Center has looked strikingly empty on more than a few winter evenings. Schrage's hopeful, though, and he's got a message for students who might not have turned out in the past.
I hope it doesn't just take winning for them to show up. I've been a part of places this size, this community, where they should come out and support no matter what. And that's going to help us win. That's what I realized. The byproduct winning is it also comes from them showing up and creating that home environment for us.
Schrage will be making a home out of Shar Center, but he'll also become part of the broader campus community. He'll be taking on the responsibility of being an ambassador for Elon, a role he says he's excited to fill.
I'm so impressed with President Book's vision. And I've always been around coaches and programs that have vision. So that's what attracted me on top of everything else about this place. I want to have that vision for basketball and help the university any way I can.
Alex Hager, ENN Radio. That'll do it for this week's episode of ENN Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to check out elonnewsnetwork.com for all the news you need to know when we're not on the air. You can catch our weekly television broadcasts on Monday nights at 6, and pick up a copy of The Pendulum on Wednesday mornings. We'll be back next week with more stories from campus and beyond. In the meantime, subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and SoundCloud. Just search for ENN Radio. I'm Alex Hager. Have a great weekend.